And hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die.
Excuse me.
Yes. Today we'll be drinking Black Cherry Berry Herbal Tea. It's caffeine-free from Celestial Seasonings.
Oh, thank God it's not Bigelow again.
And?
Bigelow blows.
And now, we steep.
Oh, and this one is also not coming with a string. This is the third one now.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
No strings attached.
That's right. Now, today, before we start drinking the tea, of course, we have to let it steep. And today, we're going to talk about my birthday, the second most important day of the year.
After first being?
Tax day.
Of course.
What? All right. Now, Chuck, I'm going to ask you all questions. You will answer them as honestly and as deeply as possible.
Right.
With great malice of forethought. Chuck, you get the first question. Mm-hmm. Describe to me your ideal sandwich.
My ideal sandwich would be a nice big sourdough roll with a nice layer of ham and a nice layer of capricola and a nice layer of turkey, and then every kind of vegetable you can cram on there, fold it, put it on a plate, and I'm a happy guy.
It's very simple. Beth, your sandwich.
Lots of Italian meats and cheeses on a, I don't know.
Italian roll.
All right. JC, your sandwich.
That would be a very nice honey roasted ham and a honey roasted turkey meat with a cheddar cheese, and mild cheddar, mind you, lots of mayo, lettuce on sourdough.
I'm afraid you're all wrong.
Of course we are.
And that's a shame because I had such high hopes for all of you, and Beth, you the most.
Wait a minute, I know what yours is.
Hmm.
It's a PB&J.
No, the correct answer is, and Rick will back me up on this, a croissandwich with a nicely fried beef fritter in the middle. If you could make poutine on toast, I'll give you a pound.
Are you committing suicide with that?
No, I am committing acts of love.
Now, see, as a long-term resident of Campbell, I remember a delicatessen called the Roundhouse.
Yes.
And they used to have the Italian special there, and because that place closed, I'm still alive today. That sandwich was beautiful, and it was deadly, and I cried when they knocked that thing out of that parking lot.
So since we've already talked about sandwiches, we now must talk about the thing closest related to the sandwich. That is, of course, roller coasters.
Yes.
Now, Chuck.
Yes.
What is your favorite roller coaster of all time?
Well, I have sort of a soft spot for the Giant Dipper over in Santa Cruz, just because it's a historical thing. But I'm getting to a size where I have a hell of a time getting into those seats.
Interesting.
Yep.
The first time I ever put my arm around a girl was on that ride.
See, it's just got those kind of connections, right?
That's right.
I am also partial to the Big Dipper at Santa Cruz. Although that thing next to it, that spinny fireball thing.
Fireball.
Oh, I about cried on that thing. But it's not a roller coaster.
JC.
The Demon and what used to be called, I think, Top Gun over at Great America.
Oh, yes.
Top Flight.
Top Flight. The Demon because it does have two loops and two corkscrews.
That's true.
All in one. And for Top Gun or Top Flight, whatever it's called,
flight deck,
because you sit in under the track and you've got a more sense of openness with that one. It's just loads of fun.
Rick Bretschneider.
The Santa Cruz Cave Train, because that was the first place I ever put my arms around a girl. But I did it in the dark where you're supposed to do it that way.
Yeah.
You missed my sandwich, by the way.
What was your sandwich?
My sandwich is the perfect Reuben, but the thing about the perfect Reuben is actually the meat is sliced by an ordained moil. It makes all the difference.
I, you know what? I can understand the religious connotations. Yeah. Now, my favorite roller coaster in the world is no longer where it used to be.
Oh, the one that's in the ocean?
No, it used to be in Great America. Now I think it's in like Six Flags over the shittier parts of Ohio or something.
Six Flags over shitty Ohio.
That's an acronym.
Yes, no, right. But it was called Stealth.
Yes.
And you hung upside down. You didn't hang upside down. You hung like you were flying.
Yes.
And you flew. That scared the piss out of me.
Isn't that the way Top Gun is done to Great America?
No. This one you were actually. Yeah.
This one's more like you're a Superman.
There's one there's one at Great America where you are hanging on your belly.
That was Stealth, and it's been gone for a few years now. But Stealth was the first roller coaster ever to make me go, oh my God, not only am I going to die, but they are not going to find any pieces of me.
I got to tell you, every year on July 23rd, you mentioned the cave train. Every year on July 23rd, that was my mother's favorite ride. And so every year on July 23rd, I make the pilgrimage to Santa Cruz, and I ride that thing twice. And this year, the guy recognized me, and he looked at me and said, your mother again, right? And I said, yeah.
So it's once for what and once for what?
Once for kicks and once for mom.
I love the cave. The cave train was one of my favorites for all times.
I hate to go back another step, but I do have a recommendation for a sandwich, and this is something that Beth and myself thoroughly enjoy, and we didn't realize that we both loved this sandwich until after we met. But a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you have to use blackberry jam.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
And you use crunchy peanut butter. Chunky peanut butter and Lay's original potato chips in the sandwich.
All right, so our next question.
I guarantee you will die a happy man after you die.
You will die immediately.
Yeah.
choking on that Lay's.
All right, now I'm going to get deep with you.
Oh, here we go.
Your favorite comic book artist, Chuck.
Oh my God, it's got to be all time Jack King Kirby. You know, I mean, if I'm going historical, I'm reading a book about a guy that visited conventions for a year and went to Comic-Con in 1992 and met Jack King Kirby there. And no one was in the line to see Jack Kirby. And the guy's either lying through his teeth or it was a travesty that would make me just want to go find those convention people and kill them one-on-one for not giving him the respect he deserves, you know?
Oh, Rick Bretschneider.
It would have to be Bernie Wrightson. Because regardless of whether he's doing Conan, the Silver Surfer, or Nick Fury, it's the best.
Bernie's good.
Alex Ross.
Interesting.
He is a master at comic character artistry. Yes.
Al follower of whom?
Follower of Andrew Loomis.
Loomis, huh?
Beth?
Grant Morrison.
He's a writer.
He told me he was an artist.
Same thing.
Okay, sorry.
Well, who's the guy who did Public Enemies?
Public Enemies was... Who did do Public Enemies?
I have no idea.
Well, my answer is actually two answers, because I can do that, because it's my birthday.
Alex Toth.
First one is John Muth.
Okay.
Sort of the watercolor version of Alex Ross.
Okay.
Did absolutely the most beautiful comic of the 1990s. That one with that guy. The Mystery Play. Written by, I believe, by Grant Morrison.
Sandman? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, I didn't.
The Mystery Theater?
No. The Mystery Play. It was actually a...
Sparking some dead rights, but I'm not quite...
Yeah, so it was the story of a detective
You're farther along than I am.
A detective comes to this island town, which is famous for doing this mystery play every year. And
almost
Lovecraftian? No, it's not genre at all.
Okay. Now I'm going to spend half the night at work searching for this.
Yeah, no, the Mystery Play, it's great. It is by far my favorite.
You got the time, Chuck.
I got the time tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
The other one, though, is Umberto Ramos, who did Static and his run on Impulse. He can't draw feet. Well, no, he can only draw feet. Everything else is sort of an afterthought.
Everything else supports the feet.
Yes. But
characters should ever fall over.
They're very sturdy. All right. We're going to do the Bob.
Robert.
And now, lightning round. Fast questions. Here we go.
Ric Flair.
Shark or halibut?
Halibut.
Halibut.
Shark.
Shark.
Correct answer is shark. Batman or Man-Bat?
Batman.
Lang family.
That's Man Bat.
That's why I'm laughing.
Yes.
Batman.
Batman. Batman or Batman Well, an acceptable regional variant.
I can see the variant, the Man Bat family comic, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Langstrom.
Stately
but
Wayne Manor or the Fortress of Solitude?
Fortress of Solitude.
You mean other than Stately Two Buck Manor?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to go with the Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress.
Fortress.
Sorry, you are all wrong. It is Stately Wayne Manor. No, it has a giant penny in it. It
yeah,
does.
But the Fortress of Solitude has the Titanic.
And the Fortress of Solitude has a very, very, very tiny penny.
Yes, in the bottled city of Candor. Right. Yes, it has a whole city. So I'm sorry, but the tiny city outweighs the
it's
penny.
It's loaded with tech toys that the Batcave hasn't even seen yet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As highly advanced as the Batcave is, you know.
All right.
Nightwing and Flamebird, so we've got to have a...
Yeah.
All right, here's a really tough one. Gorilla Grodd or Solomon Grundy?
Solomon Grundy.
Angel and the Ape.
Solomon Grundy.
Ultra Humanite.
Sorry, the correct answer is Gorilla Grodd. All right, people, now it's time for the tea pouring.
Well, really, what's the difference between Gorilla Grodd and Ultra Humanite?
Your mom. Oh!
Ultra Humanite is smarter than Grodd, actually. Brought out different powers.
Yeah, not by much.
I'm just here to apply first aid to anyone who needs it. After
you got kind of a pervert.
Yeah, we can hear one.
Okay, there you go. Here we go. And pouring the last of the things.
And I'm here for any crises of the mind this brings about.
Yeah. Crisis of the mind.
I'm going to talk you down now.
Knock you off the roof now.
All right, first we smell the tea.
Okay.
Very fruity. Very fruity.
Ooh, that's actually more pleasant than the one we had last time.
I think you're right on that one. All right, let's take a sip, people. To your health.
Ah. Happy birthday, sir.
No, thank you.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Again, it could have used a little more steeping, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have bullshit about superheroes for a couple minutes.
I'm still waiting for the black cherry flavor to hit.
Yeah, no, it's in there.
It's in there.
It's very faint. Yeah, well, it probably just needs a lot more steeping.
Yeah, it probably just needs a little more steeping.
In the bag.
Yeah.
Steep the bag. Mm-hmm. The bag that it came in.
There you go.
Now, here's the first thing that comes to mind with this. It's a little bit weaker than last week, I think.
Yes.
I think that this probably could have used a good another 5 minutes. This could have used another long question like... When you were a kid, what was your favorite comic strip?
Garfield.
Family Circus.
Dick Tracy.
Andy Cap.
Oh, I loved Andy Cap when I was a kid. You know what my favorite was? Flash Gordon?
I go with Garfield.
Flash Gordon. Thank you.
Now, see, for me,
Calvin and Hobbes, yes.
Rex Morgan, M.D. I loved Rex Morgan.
No, there's a problem with that.
What's that?
He smoked.
Well, yeah, that was part of his awesomeness. Well, you do know that smoking is related to 100% of coolness.
Well, so did Mary Worth, but that's because she was hot.
And smoking makes you pretty.
Wait. Say that again for all of our young lady listeners.
Smoking makes you pretty.
You heard it here first, people.
I got a reaction from Debbie Freshman
over there. Well, I have to say this is probably the second... good tea that we've had.
Oh, yeah, so definitely. Far. This is the second actual decent tea.
This is like, what, number 12?
This is number 14.
Oh, jeez.
We've had some terrible teas. Nothing will ever be as bad, though.
You're 2 and 12.
We're 2 for 12.
Go team.
Yeah. Oh, Mo the Thrill Starkey has just popped by. Would you like a sip of tea?
Yes.
There you go.
And we sold her on some tea.
Don't forget, there was that candy cane tea that foamed.
Oh, that was that stuff I said was like a flavored condom that had been, like, dipped in hot water. It was really bad.
That's not this one.
It's disturbing to make realization.
Good enough.
So here we go. Mo is now sipping.
Not bad. Better than Kool-Aid.
Whoa, don't hold on now.
I don't know about that.
Whoa.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Big statement.
You want some ketchup in there?
All right, now the final question of the day is going to be the most serious question. This is coming from the heart, people.
What about Darjeelings or Forever?
Don't make me talk to you. Okay, so here we go. You are being painted by any artist of any generation writing one animal. What is the animal, and what is the painter, and what is the orientation of the painting?
orientation of the painting?
Landscape, portrait, triangle.
Not straight.
Fair enough. All right.
All paintings are bicurious.
All paint by nature, by the very definition of art. Yes. Okay, let me see. I'm going to be done by Botticelli, and I'm going to be riding a Pegasus, and the scene will be the 7-Eleven on the corner of Saratoga and Latimer Road.
And you know what? I am sure he would love to paint that. Mow the Thrill Starkey.
I will be painted totally nude, riding hedge-jumping rhinos by Gustav Klimt.
By Klimt?
Now, is that actual rhinos with horns or Republicans in name only?
Oh.
So we're going with dead artists, too, right? That seems to be the theme.
That's a theme.
Warhol.
Okay.
Well, I'm riding a shark.
And he'll paint you in black.
And I'm at Raging Rapids.
Oh,
there you go.
And Rick, do they have frickin' lasers?
I have a frickin' laser.
I got your frickin' laser right here.
Beth.
Jackson Pollock. I'm riding a hippo.
But it just looks like splatters.
And it's just like a circle in the clouds. A flying hippo in the clouds.
So I see an orange splatter, and then I see the gray splatter under it.
And a couple of blue splatters. I can picture this.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay.
Riding a tauntaun.
Tauntaun.
Yes, you know.
Okay, I see where you're going with it. I get this.
And it will be a pencil drawing.
Now, I will obviously be painted by... first thing, of course, I'll be riding a unicorn, which is itself riding an elephant, which itself is riding a turtle.
I thought it was going to be elephants all the way down.
No, just turtles. And then, more importantly, I'm going to be painted by the greatest painter who has ever lived. That's right. I'm talking about... very, very good. And Grandma Mose is an excellent answer, by the way. But...
Oh! Where is our minds tonight?
No, she's an excellent graphicist.
Back yourself out of that corner.
You're looking for another free cover. Right?
Except you got to talk to the Discworld people before you go with his idea.
But no, the correct answer, of course, is not Jackson Pollock, who would have been my second choice, but that's right. The guy who painted my parents' house the bright orange when I was a kid.
George Seurat.
Dave Dorrit. I will never forget Dave Dorrit painting, "We Have All the Color You Need."
Yes. There's an upcoming PBS special on him. I'm not sure.
You may be
American
right.
Masters.
American Masters, yes. Best house painter who ever lived. He painted the house in a day.
What? Today.
Today. Everyone, today. All right.
Good
so,
Faster Chief.
Good Faster Chief. Choose two. All right. So that has been an unusually odd Leaf or Let Die. How about last words from Chuck?
I kres zdemne rodzenia, witaju i bajaju wam szczęścia i udaci i lubowi i drużby i wisy.
Hello.
Mo!
What he said.
Rick.
Rosebud.
Crash. Beth.
When's my next vacation?
And JC.
Spoon!
Excellent.
It's a sled, by the way.
It's a sled. Fuck!